The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I'm sure you've heard the saying that blood is thicker than water, meaning that family ties are supposedly stronger than bonds of faith. Water, referring to baptism. We feel closer to members of our family than to anyone else. In fact, my policy when I was growing up was no one can pick on my brothers and sisters but me. But Jesus says that water is thicker than blood, that bonds of faith should be stronger even than family ties. Whoever loves father or mother, son or daughter more than me is unworthy of me. Early Christians called each other brothers and sisters and thought of the church as their spiritual home, more truly their family than the people among whom they happened to be born. For them, the only blood that was thicker than water was Jesus' blood in the Eucharist, which brought them greater unity than even the initial unity deriving from the sacrament of baptism. And like in any family, the early church tried to resolve inner conflicts within the family. In today's gospel, Jesus talks about conflicts within the family. He starts out, if your brother or sister, meaning in this case your fellow believer, sins. Now that word sin is important. Most conflicts are not about sin. Usually they're about miscommunication or personality traits or disappointed expectations. True malice is much less common. If your brother or sister sins, you know, we sin when we do what we know is wrong. And we all sin, so we need to be tolerant. Jesus continues, when your brother or sister sins against you, we humans tend to stick our noses into other people's personal matters that are none of our business. Jesus says, why look at the speck in your brother's eye when you miss the plank in your own? So the sins that Jesus is addressing here are those sins that are our business. Those destructive acts that can tear the family apart, whether it's the family of the home or the parish family. He teaches us to step back from anger and address the problem constructively. And the three steps he recommends are conversation, intervention, and, if necessary, tough love. First, have a private conversation with the person. We will likely find out that it was really just a misunderstanding, that there was, in any event, no evil intent. And if he apologizes, you must forgive him and keep it just between the two of you. And that's very important. If you go around gossiping, you haven't really forgiven. In fact, gossip is so destructive that it could easily be a greater sin than the original sin that you had said you had forgiven. And then after repeated conversations, the person still just will not listen. the time comes to arrange for an intervention. Kind of like we do with an alcoholic. Several persons, motivated only by love, sit down together with the person and tell them how what he is doing is hurting them, with a view to opening his eyes to the undeniable facts and getting him to agree to get some help. And if he refuses to listen even to them, it may be necessary to use tough love. Jesus says, treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. As a last resort, for his own good, we may have to part company for a time. But even here, we must be charitable, treating him not as the scum of the earth, but simply as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. And how did Jesus treat those Gentiles and tax collectors? Always with love and respect, even as he kept calling them to conversion. If water is thicker than blood, if bonds of faith are stronger even than family ties, then we must be very careful not to assume premeditated malice every time we get our feelings hurt. On the other hand, as they say, hurting people do hurt people. There are destructive acts that simply cannot be ignored or tolerated. Should this kind of destructive behavior occur in our families or in our church, Jesus teaches us to step back from our anger and confront the problem compassionately and constructively. First with repeated conversations, and then make an intervention. And if that doesn't work, use tough love, with the emphasis on the word love rather than on the word tough. Treating them as you would a Gentile or a tax collector.